You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back in Metro East. This was my home for several years. Merry Christmas! At least nabati ko po kayo. Ligaya mas ko. Pastor Wins, hindi po kayo pinaparinggan. Ninong ko po si Dr. Winston Reyes sa kasal. But really, it's an honor and a privilege for me to share the Word of God with you this morning. And we are in a new series entitled Big Deal. We're going to do the promise installment for today. So I would like to open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 7. We'll read several verses, quite a lengthy reading, but I'd like to invite you also to stand in reverence to God's Word as I read verses 6 to 14, and then we'll all read together verse 15. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all peoples on the face of the earth to be His people, His treasured possession. The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your forefathers that He brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commands. Verse 10, but those who hate Him, He will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate Him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. Verse 12, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep His covenant of love with you as He swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, new wine, and oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks in the land He swore to your forefathers to give you. Verse 14. Let's all read 14 and 15 together. Ready? Go. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor any of your livestock without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases He knew in Egypt, but He will inflict them on all who hate you. This is the word of the Lord. Father, open our hearts that we might know You, and open this word that we might live by it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please have a seat. You know, just want to honor Pastor Winston, Pastor Mark, and the team here. They just reported just the things that God had done in Metro East, the following staff meeting. And we want for you to know, every nation Philippines rejoices and celebrates with you. Come on, palakpakan natin si God sa kanyang kabutihan, katapatan. You know, just people getting saved, being established in small groups. That is what we do as a church. And this morning, we're talking about the promise. And we're really going to highlight something about the faithfulness of God in our lives. And Deuteronomy is another way of saying repetition of the law or a second reading of the law. I want to encourage you to read the book of Deuteronomy and see its place in the whole plan of God of redeeming mankind. I want for you to know that the scripture passage we read was written by Moses, and it was almost about time yung medyo expire na si Moses. Okay, matanda na siya, kukunin na siya ni Lord. And at that time, he was going to give his last words. And he was reminding another generation right before they were to enter the promised land. He was reminding them of what God gave them during the Exodus, during Leviticus, and the book of Numbers, recounting their history, the Ten Commandments, and how God was very faithful to them all throughout that time. With Moses, there was only two other people who were still alive from that time that God came down in fire and gave the Ten Commandments. There was only Joshua and Caleb. So silang tatlo lang, yung eyewitnesses of what God did. All the rest of the early generation passed away because they were hard-hearted and they were wandering in the desert. So know that the audience of Moses while we were reading Deuteronomy was really a people who never encountered, you know, God during the parting of the Red Sea. You know what I'm saying? So they were their second-hand information. They were just hearing these stories from their parents. Now, that being said, Deuteronomy is also the basis of our whole series. That's why I'm going to take some time to lay some foundation, some groundwork for the whole series. And I need you to see that when it comes to when we're talking about the promise, Okay, we're talking about the blessing of God. We're talking about something that God wanted to do in the lives of the people that He chose. And just for an outline, okay, we're gonna go through this, the promised people, and then we're gonna go to talk about the promise keeper, and then we're gonna talk about the promised blessing. To start off, I wanna ask you, what is your idea of blessing? Okay, may kanya-kanya tayong idea, di ba? Pag sinabing blessed, ano yung naiisip natin? What is your idea? Spiritual breakthrough, success, prosperity. We have, di ba, kung ano-anong klaseng provision, financial provision, material possession. Yung iba, illegal yung possession. Yung iba, demon possession. Okay, hindi natin isasama yun doon. But really, think about what is your idea of blessing? How much should you receive to say that you're blessed? What should happen in your life? What should be the state of your life to say that you could boldly say that you are blessed? You are living a blessed life. What is God's promised blessing? Do we have the same idea as God does? Okay? Sabi ng iba, spiritual lang ba yung blessing ni God? Pastor, I'm a practical Christian. You know, so prayer niya kay God, God, your blessings are good, but I need cash. Huh? Yun yung mga practical Christian, sabi nila. Now, we need to also ask, how does God bless? How does He bestow His blessing? Who does God bless? Sino yung pinagpapahala ng Panginoon? Kasama ba tayo doon? Can He really bless us? Oh, I'm hearing the responses already. Come on, Faith. It's okay to say your response, by the way. What if I told you that He has already made provision for every blessing that you will need in this lifetime and beyond? The question is, are you in a place of receiving it? Are you living under that blessing? Are you growing with a transformed mind? You know, are you being renewed in your understanding of what it is to be blessed? Or are we conforming to the world's standards of blessing? Ha, ito, blessing to. Di ba, may bagong sapatos, tatapikin ng paano. Bless, nas. Yan tayong konsepto pag bumahing, di ba? Bless you. Mga hashtag pa yung nakita ko yun sa Facebook, di ba? I sneezed today. Hashtag, blessed. Yeah. Kakaiba. We need to go back to the Word of God and understand what it is to be blessed. What it is to be promised to by God. Let's start with the promised people. You see, when somebody's making a promise, there is the promise maker, the promise recipient, and the promise itself. So let's start with the recipient. Parang Christmas, di ba? Gift, gift giver, gift recipient. Verse 6, you are a people holy to the Lord your God. God identifies the audience through Moses, the people of Israel. You are a people holy to me. I set you apart for myself. Okay, sino ba itong mga tao na to? Mga descendants ni Abraham. These were the people that God was making the promise to. Okay, later na natin tanongin paano tayo sa, I'm gonna tie this up later. But if you read verses 1 to 5, this is how God says it. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, He says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you these many nations. Listen, He didn't say, if the Lord your God brings you. He says, when the Lord your God brings you. What does that speak of God? God is favorably predisposed to you and me and to His people. Kumbaga, past tense na. He's gonna bring you there. Sigurado yon. In the words of my generation, surebol yon. Lista mo na. Pasok yon. May pangako si God. He's gonna bring you there. And He says, He's gonna drive out all that oppose you. Lahat yung mga ites na yan. Perizzites, Cainites, Jebusites, Termites, lahat yan. Uubusin ni Lord yan. Even if they're larger and stronger than you. You know, when God makes a promise, you become unstoppable. When God promises something to you, there's power right there. And He was giving this ability to a people. And who are they? Mamaya, I'm gonna identify, I said they are the descendants of Abraham. But He gave an instruction. Sabi niya, don't make any treaty with these people that you're going to destroy. Show them no mercy. Oh, biblical pala, no mercy. Huwag niyo gagamitin sa mga kawa niyo yan. Ha?
No mercy.
Don't intermarry with them. Okay? Don't, you know, because if you intermarry with them, they will turn your sons away from following me. So it wasn't just being legalistic, wag kang mag-asawa ng ganito, wag kayong sasama dyan, wag kayong mag-worship ng ganito. It wasn't about just the action. He was after the heart. Pag binasa natin yung Deuteronomy, ang hinahanap ng Panginoon palagi, yung puso ng tao. Yung heart commitment, hindi yung cold compliance that leads to legalism. Minsan kasi, di ba may mga tao sumusunod lang sa Bible, pero wala naman sa puso nila eh. Ano yung sa kids' church, pag nagtuturo kami sa kids' church, basang-basa kami ng mga bata. Kung mga nag-share kami ng word, alam nila kung naniniwala ka doon sa sinasabi mo, sabihin nila, teacher, boring. Gaganyan sila. Mamaya maglalaro na sila. Ganyan. Kids can discern. You know what? We're a people, we have an ability to really hide what's inside our heart. But let me tell you, God knows our hearts. Diba sabi nga ni Chris Tomlin, you know the depths of my heart and you love me the same. Aren't you amazed with God that He knows our hearts even to the core, even the ugliness of heart? Yes, He loves us. He's still after us. And this is how you will have to see the people of Israel. Naubos yung generation na yun because they were hard-hearted. You know, we're not any different from them. We also are sinful, we're frail. Vulnerable to temptation and deception. We're not very different from them. But God was saying, when you enter that promised land, there should be no idolatry. I am too jealous for you. And this jealousy is not the ungodly jealousy. The Bible talks about a godly jealousy. The Bible talks about jealousy that is legal because He has a covenant right with us. Talk about a man and a woman in a marriage covenant. I have a right to be jealous about my wife because I have given myself to her and she has given myself to me in the bonds of holy matrimony. That is godly jealousy. We have a right. And God is saying, I don't want you to break my heart. Not because you're going to cross me, but because I know that when you break covenant with me, you're not going to be in a good place. Sin, immorality, idolatry, that is not a good place for you. When God created us, He was thinking about our whole well-being. He put us in a good garden in the book of Genesis. Ginawa niya tayo, nilikha niya tayo. Man, I'm studying this again in my own devotions and I realize God really loves me so much. God really loves people like you and I very much. And He loves us too much for us not to be warned about being in a place of hurt. Verse 6, the Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples of the face of this earth to be His people. I don't know how many billions of people, thousands or hundreds of thousands of people there was at the time. But I want for you to hear the voice of God this morning. The Lord has chosen you. It's not an accident that you're here this morning listening to this word. Not too many people have access to this. And if you're on a podcast right now, if you're listening to this, the Lord has chosen you to hear His message today at this point in time in your life. He has a plan for you. He has a destiny for you. And He has chosen you out of all the people for what? To be His treasured possession. Napakahalaga ng buhay mo. You're not just, you know, maybe, you know, there's been some tragedies in your life. Maybe you're born out of wedlock like I was. And I was struggling with, you know, just... You know, a spirit of illegitimacy. I always felt like I was always being rejected. But you know, whatever background you're coming from, I want for you to know that God is after you. You are a treasured possession unto the Lord. You are very precious to Him. And that's how I know that He is concerned with all our needs. The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous or other than other peoples. For you were the fewest of all people. He was talking about Israel. In the time of Israel, here at Deuteronomy, they were the smallest. Lalamunin sila ng lahat ng kalaban nila. And God was saying, it's not because of who you are and what you're doing. But God chose you just the same. Bakit? Ganun si God. Beloved, I want for you to see this. The God that we worship is a God who is in the business of taking people from a place of insignificance and putting them in a place of significance. God does that time and again. And you see that all throughout Scripture. And He chooses people that are really small in the eyes of the world and He elevates them, He promotes them. This is the nature of our God. The promise was made to a people of God's sovereign choosing. It was never about who we are or what we have done. Minsan kasi, di ba, pag hindi tayo blessed or pag hindi, well, at least by our standards, when you say, ay, hindi ako blessed ngayon, di ba? Parang ano, dahil problema, kinakapos, puro opposition, isakit, kinukulang ng pera. Pag hindi tayo blessed, minsan nagkikick in yung religious mindset natin. The moralist would always question by saying, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not blessed? The moralist would say, okay, what am I supposed to do? Ano ba yung kailangan kong gawin para ma-bless? Eh kasi, hindi po tayo nilikha maging human doings. Human beings po tayo. Nilikha tayo ng Panginoon for a relationship with Him. That is why this promise, this covenant, this blessing was given in the form of a covenant relationship. Yung mga cynic, the cynicist would say, there is no God. Or some would say, maybe there's a God. But, you know, maybe he doesn't really care much about what's happening in my life. Maybe things happen by chance. Baka weather lang yan. Minsan mataas ka, minsan bagsak ka. Ganun lang talaga buhay. Are we going to let our lives be left to chance? God is purposeful. Sabi ng mga cynic, well, God is not really concerned about my material, you know, my physical well-being. That is not true. That is a lie from the pit of hell. They would say, hindi, si God, mga spiritual lang yung mga blessings niyan. Yung mga material, kailangan mo trabahuin yun. We're not gonna talk about work today. That's another form of worship. There's another preaching about the ability to produce wealth. He gives that to us too. But understand this, that we are not only made in the image and likeness of God. May I request the fans to be turned off? Sorry. We are also made flesh and blood. Nilikha po tayo na may katawan at may mga physical na pangangailangan. In fact, nung Genesis pa lang, bago pa niya nilikha yung tao, nilikha niya na yung mga puno at mga halaman para maging pagkain sa atin. Inisip na ni Lord yung provision natin bago pa natin kailanganin. The first few things that God speaks of in the book of Genesis, He reveals Himself as creator and provider. Provideo, to see ahead. Provision. Alam na po ng Panginoon yung pangangailangan natin bago pa natin abutin yung punto na kakailanganin na talaga natin yun. And I want for you to see this is a God who is perfect in seeing ahead. And if you're a parent, you know this. You have to plan your finances. Ito yung babayaran ko at this time of the year, insurance, tuition. And I only just have a 5-year-old and I'm just about to have 2 kids. I admire those of you parents who have gone through planning for your children for more than 1 or 2 children. And those of you who have graduated your kids, that is a tough job. I admire you. I truly do. But when it comes to our Father in heaven, He is a perfect provider. And every child in our family is to be provided by God also, the same way He provides for us. We cannot be limited. You know, God is unlimited. We are limited. God is concerned, just to prove that more, dun sa disyerto, di ba sinamahan ni God yung mga tao niya? Nung lumabas sila sa Egypt, wala silang pagkain sa disyerto. What did God do? God rained bread from heaven, manna. God rained quail from heaven. Where in the world did that come from? From nowhere. Nauuhaw sila sa disyerto. You know, the Deuteronomy, this was being spoken in the plains of Moab opposite Jericho. When we visited Jericho and we were looking at the plains, man, that desert was really dry and hot. And I could imagine when they said, uuhaw na kami. Ano, Lord? Bakit mo kami dinala dito? Para mamatay kami sa uhaw, they were grumbling and complaining, and God spoke to Moses, strike the rock. Pagtira niyang ganun, river of water would come out of the dry desert. Kapatid, God is a provider. We're not even in a desert today. But how many of you would testify that God had provided, you know, just in the first service this morning, somebody approached me. She came up with, there was a problem with, papasweldo siya ng mga empleyado niya. And then, nagkaroon ng problema dun sa check. So yung timing nung pagbigay ng check, hindi sumakto. And she was really in trouble because she had to give out certain money for the compensation of her employees. And you know what? When by the time that she went to her bank, she had money and she doesn't know where it came from. She just like a cycle, Lord. Ibang klase ka talaga, Lord. God is faithful in providing. Let's talk about the promise keeper, which we've already been talking about him a lot. Verse 8. It was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out of with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Lord made a promise out of love. The promise was made and the promise is kept because of that love. God, our God, is a loving and compassionate God. You cannot remove that from him. No matter what he does, he is compassionate. If you're still struggling with that, but Lord, if you're loving, that was the series before this. How many of you were here? We're talking about Job, okay, the past few weeks. Great. Suffering and all that. But here, God is showing his love as a show of commitment and strength. Hindi lang to puro salita, kapatid. A man is only as strong as his word. Ask yourself, when you give a promise, when you say you're gonna be there, how strongly do people expect you to be there? Ah, yan, mali-late pa yan ng 15 minutes. Palagi naman late yan eh. Ah, yan. Baka hindi sumipot yan. Bro, sabi mo, manonood tayo ng sine. Anong oras na, bro? Mga ganun, di ba? Mga lakad na nauudlot. Mga promise na hindi natutupad. How strong is your word? I want for you to know that God is as strong as his word. And you cannot break his word because you cannot break God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. That is why we put our trust in this word. That's why we talk about this every Sunday. It's the only reliable thing in this life. God and his word. And when God was saying, I promise to bring you out of Egypt. Bakit ba sila nasa Egypt? Naging slave sila sa Egypt. Bakit ba yun sila napunta doon? Well, first of all, God spoke to Abraham. He said, I'm gonna promise this. You're gonna have this. And nagkaroon siya ng anak, si Isaac. So now, nagkaroon siya ng isa pang anak. Nagkaroon siya ng apo. Sino yung anak ni Isaac? Si Jacob. Tapos si Jacob, nagkaroon ng ilang anak? Madami. 12 sons in particular. And those were the 12 tribes that went to it. And one of the sons became the prince of Egypt, Joseph the dreamer. Remember him? And then after lahat ng mga kabutihang ginawa ni Joseph, a Pharaoh rose that neither knew Joseph and what they've done for Egypt. And so they became slaves. Natakot sila sa mga Israel. And Joseph, before he died, he said, God will surely take us out of this place. And when he does that, don't forget to bring my bones. Wow. Yung confidence niya lang sabihin, aalis din tayo dito. In this place of slavery. This is one of the things that's being emphasized here, that God was redeeming them from a place of slavery. How does that apply to us today? Let me tell you, beloved, you may not be slaves in Egypt, but the Bible talks about if anyone sins, he is a slave to sin. And if you're in that place of sin and in bondage, I have good news for you. God is a redeeming God. He can get you out of that place. Whether you're a believer or not, let me tell you, God wants to redeem you and get you out because that is one of his promises. He is a redeemer. Pastor, how do you know? Eh, hindi naman ako descendant ni Abraham. Meron ba dito descendant ni Abraham? Baka meron lang. Wala. How does that apply to me? I'm going to start bringing this down for you in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 29. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor slave nor male nor. You are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are. Now pause for a moment. If you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the. Wow! Isipin niyo yung mabuti. Hindi ako Jew. Wala akong dugo ng mga Hudyo. I don't look like them. But if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Can you imagine that? Think about it for a moment. Do you know how powerful God blessed Abraham? He was 100 years old when God said, you're gonna be a father of many nations. He had how many children? Just one. Oh, isang anak. So, nagkaroon pa ng anak yung anak niya. Isa pa rin. And nagiging dalawa pa rin. Si Ishmael, di ba? Think about this. The power of the promise brought the birthing of a new nation. But you and I are not part of that nation. But the Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are entitled to the same promises. You may participate in this blessing given to Abraham. It's not getting through to you, no? You are able to stand before the Lord and say, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Come on, palakpakan natin si Lord. We can expect God's favor and His blessing on us because He has redeemed us through Christ. There was another thing that God was redeeming them from. You know, before Abraham's time, the post-Babel world, remember, yung mga tao, very rebellious sila? Sabi nila, we're gonna make a name for ourselves. Nagpatayo sila ng mataas na tore sa Babel. Tapos nakita ni Lord, hindi maganda to. Kalat natin sila. Kinalat ni Lord. They spread out. They were nomadic. They had no land of their own. Of course, they were already cast out from the Garden of Eden before that. But being rootless means you're in a place of unrest and insecurity. There is a place of insecurity. You don't have a land of your own, a nation of your own. You're always striving, always fearful of the uncertain. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung next. And that's because of sin and a string of sinful decisions. If you're in that place, God is redeeming you of that too. The same way God is redeeming the people of Israel in Deuteronomy 7. Here's one more thing. I want for you to think about this very carefully. They were about to enter the promised land. And in God's eyes, He wants to fulfill His promise to bring them back to this land. A land of His own. Listen to this. Before sin came, before the fall of man, there was Adam and Eve. God put them in a garden. But because of sin, they were banished from that garden. They never came back until this point that God said, I'm going to give you a land of your own. It's like a homecoming. Anak, you know, alam mo yung feeling, yung magulang ka, tapos yung anak mo, you had to banish them. Tapos babalik na sila. Ito na excited si Lord dito. I want for you to be in a place of blessing. I want for you to have a land of your own, a place of security, not striving, a place of meaning and honor. This is where God wants every single one of us to be. And we can have it in Christ Jesus. Redeemed from that life where God pitched His tent so that we can no longer be estranged from our Father. He wants us back in this right relationship with Him. Verse 9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping a covenant of love to 1,000 generations. To know your God does not mean just know Him in your mind, but to experience a living, personal relationship, to acknowledge Him in everything that you do, that you are related to this God. And not only related to a God, you are related to a Father God. As a child of God. Relational proximity, beloved. This is the blessing of God in His, for us, the promise. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord is God, it is He who made us. We are His." That means we belong to Him. Sa Kanya tayo. You know, when you have, maybe, who among you have pets? You have pets? Anyone? Okay, meron. Okay. If you have pets, you take care of them, right? They belong to you, yes? You take care of what belongs to you. And we're more than pets. We're not pets. Sometimes I feel like one. But listen to this. God knows how to take care of His own family. Pag sinabi niyang mahal kita, pag sinabi niyang tutulungan kita, susuportahan kita, hanggang dulo yun. Amen. Hindi kayo iwanan ng Panginoon. And how are we assured of that? The Bible says, He is a faithful God. Ibig sabihin, He will never act in a way that is inconsistent with His character, with who He is. He is faithful to the sinner. Sabi niya, if you confess your sins, He will be faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. He is faithful to those that are being tempted. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He is faithful to the unfaithful. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, he says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. At our worst, God is not gonna change. He is holy, He is loving, He is compassionate to us. That is why we can hold on to a promise from God. We claim these promises with our very life. These words are, this book is full of promises. I don't know how many promises do we have, Pastor Winston? 5,000 promises. 7,000 promises. Pick one. I don't know about you, but if it's for me, it's got my name on it. You know, promise for Sky, that's mine, Lord. This is for us. And it's, you know, it's a covenant with us, not a contract. In a contract, if one party breaches the conditions of the contract, the deal is done. But in this covenant, it's a big deal. Why? Because the promise keeper is a big God. And not only that, He is unchanging. And He expects us to obey, not out of fear of the curses. And we're gonna read some of the blessings and the curses in Deuteronomy all throughout this series. May mga curses na tayong binasa kanina that He will destroy those who hate Him and all that. Don't fear the curse. You're in a relationship with God. But sometimes when we obey, is it really out of love or out of fear? But God draws us with His loving kindness. He draws us with His perfect love, not because of fear of cursing. Lumaki po tayo kasi sa mga relihiyon na ganun. Ha, pag di mo ginawa, naku, ganito mangyayari sa'yo. Di ka natatangkad. Di ka nalayaman. Naku, mapangit mga pang-asawa mo. Pag ganito, gagawin mo. Di ba, ganun yung kultura natin eh. But this is Bible culture, beloved. Let us rise above the tides of our culture and find out who we truly are in Christ and stand on the promises of God. Let me end with this, the promised blessing. In verse 12, it says, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep His covenant of love with you. He, as He swore, He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. And He talks about different kinds of blessing. I don't have the time to expound on the different kinds of blessing. We're going to talk about that more in the series. But He talks about, He will bless you, He will bless you, He will bless you. What does it mean to be blessed? In the Hebrew, it is the word barak. The first time God speaks the word blessed, it was when God created the fish and the creatures of the sea, or and the birds. The Bible says, God blessed them, and He said, increase and just, you know, fill the air and the sea. So blessing means, okay, blessing means to have the ability to multiply and expand. And when God created man, this is the second time God mentions the word God blessed man. He said, be fruitful, increase in number. But He added another quality of blessing, take dominion, rule over the earth. To be a blessing included domination. To be blessing means you're gonna be the head and not the tail. To be a blessing means you are going to have the ideas so that you can be a leader in your workplace. Not someone just, you know, on the side. The Bible says when the blessing of God is on you, He brings wealth and He adds no trouble to it. I think that's in Proverbs 10 verse 22. He gives you the abilities to be promoted. This is not just more than increased income, beloved. If you're just believing for increased income, aliit pa ng faith natin. There is so much more to be blessed. And you don't need to manipulate your way for promotion. Hindi mo kailangan. Yung promotion ang hahabol sa'yo. Ang pagkakasabi ng blessing, the Bible says, blessing will overtake you. Sino sa inyo mahilig mag-overtake? Diba? Overtake. Blessing will overtake you. Hallelujah. Papunta ka pa lang, nandun na yung blessing mo. Grabe talaga si Lord, no? Now, sabi, eh, pero pastor, sabi niya, if you pay attention to these laws, sounds like the blessing is conditional, pastor. If you. So, kailangan mo pa rin mag-obey. Baliktad. You obey out of who He is, the blessing pursues you. You don't obey so that the blessing will pursue you. Because you are in a relationship with the promise keeper, because you are in a relationship with the blesser, the blessing runs after you. We don't run for blessing in this life, beloved. God has already, you know, destined, commanded that blessing to run after you. It's different now. To be blessed, barak, to do or give something of great value, to benefit another. To give something of great value to benefit. God, when God blesses us, He is giving you something of great value for your benefit, free of charge. Now, there's something about free of charge that I've learned from Pastor Joey. He says, anything of no cost is of no value. Huh? Hala ko ba? Blessing. But, anything of value that is free must have cost someone else. Watch out for things that cost you nothing. So if this blessing is of great value, but it's free to me, it must have cost someone else. It must have cost someone else. Sino yon? But wait. The next time God speaks the word of blessing in Genesis chapter 12, ito yung promise niya kay Abraham the first time. Abraham pa pangalan niya. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household. Go to the land I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will. Grabe namang blessing. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So don't curse your enemies. Kasi si Lord naman yung mag-curse, hindi naman tayo eh. Peoples on earth will be blessed through you. God gave the ability to bless to Abraham. The next time God mentions the ability to bless others, it was the priests in Numbers 26. In the priestly blessing, you know how we always talk about, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you? Have you heard that benediction? That came from the Bible in Numbers, in the book of Numbers 6, 23 to 27. And it says at the end of that blessing, may the Lord lift His face to you and give you peace. Bakit may the Lord lift His face to you? Alam niyo po ganito, is there a little child in this place? Oh, there's one. Imagine a little child. When the blesser lifts, kasi ang picture natin ng blessing, pababa eh. But when God said that in Numbers chapter 6, may the Lord lift His face toward you, that means God stoops down to make you great. That means God was elevating a child. He was looking up, itinataas kita. Ganun po ang blessing. God is gonna lift you up from your poverty, from your bondage. God is gonna lift you out of your trouble in your life because He's a promise-keeping God and because He loves you. And I want us to understand this. The blessings of God is for us. And I'm talking about all kinds of blessing, and I'm going to zoom in on material blessing, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it talks about material things. In verse 9, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, though he was in heaven, though he was already significant in heaven, he had everything that he had, you know, that he owned, was he was enjoying everything that he owned, yet for our sakes, he became poor, so that you and I, through his poverty, might become." Folks, this is material wealth. Folks, this is material needs. It's not just rich in spiritual things. There is that. But I want us not to be afraid of material things. God teaches us not to be lovers of money. Kasi meron yung extreme, yung, ay, hindi magandang maging mayadong mayaman. Meron naman yung opposite extreme, hindi, magpayaman tayo, magpayaman. Hindi po. Hindi po yun yung point. Ang point ay, if you're a child of God, blessing will run after you, and the blessing of the Lord will bring wealth, and He will add no trouble to it. And how do I know that? Because Christ, though He was already in heaven, He came down on earth to die on the cross, to live like you and me, and He was in poverty for you and me. If you think you and I know poverty, think about Jesus Christ. Think about Jesus Christ. It says, for our sake, He became poor, so that through His poverty, we can become rich. Will you now have the faith to ask the Lord, bless me indeed? Jabez asked, bless me indeed. And the Bible says, the Lord granted his request. Hindi po kapal na mukha yun. Kapal ng faith yun kay God. Because the promise was made by a promise keeper. Are you claiming the promises of God in your life? Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. The promise spoken to Abraham and his seed does not say to seeds, meaning many people, but to your seed, one person who is Christ. The law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God. For the inheritance, if the inheritance depended on the law, on our obeying the law, then it no longer depends on a promise. But God in His grace gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why? So that you and I can just look at Christ and believe and put our faith in Him and claim that blessing the Lord has for us.